It's a great pleasure and privilege and honor to be here with all of you in this auspicious place, on this auspicious occasion, when His Holiness Radhanath Swami described how Srila Prabhupada informed devotees that they could worship a piece of Govardhan Hill as Krishna. It reminded me of my initiation letter from Srila Prabhupada. I met the devotees and joined the temple in Boston. And after about 2.5 months, the temple president recommended me for initiation by mail. And after a few days, I received a letter in which Srila Prabhupada said that your name is Giriraj. Giriraj is a name for the Govardhan Hill where Krishna used to tend his cows. And sometimes devotees take a stone from Govardhan Hill and worship it as a representation of Krishna. So it sounded very intriguing to me. You can imagine someone born in America, never been to India, just beginning to understand the process of deity worship. So it sounded very exotic. And speaking of pride, I was very proud of my family name, which is Teton. In the United States, there's a mountain range and a national park called the Grand Tetons. And as far as I knew, my grandparents and my uncle and his family and my father and his family, we were the only ones with the name Teton. And I had this pride, like Indra. And when I got my initiation letter that Giriraj is a name, actually Prabhupada said it's a name for the Govardhan Mountain. It's a name for the Govardhan Mountain, and I thought, wow, Srila Prabhupada knows everything. He knew that I was attached to my mountain name. And he gave me another mountain name. A better mountain name. So, we are here by His mercy. And I will read one verse from Srimad Bhagavatam spoken by the gopis. In fact, Srila Sanatana Goswami says that it was actually spoken by Srimati Radharani, but Srimad Bhagavatam says it was spoken by the gopis. It comes from the 21st chapter of the 10th canto, the gopis glorify Krishna's flute, the Venu Gita. And it is a verse in glorification of Govardhan Hill, and it has many deep lessons for us. So please repeat after me. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. We read from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 10, Chapter 21, Text 18. Antaya madhira bala haridasavaryo. Yad Rama Krishna Charana Sparasha Pramoda. Manam tanoti sahago ganayos tayor yat. Paniyasuya vasakandara kandamulai. Translation. Of all the devotees, this Govardhan Hill is the best. O my friends, this hill supplies Krishna and Balaram, along with their calves, cows, and cowherd friends, with all kinds of necessities. Water for drinking, very soft grass, caves, fruits, flowers, and vegetables. In this way, the hill offers respects to the Lord. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, Govardhan Hill appears very jubilant. Purport. This translation is quoted from Srila Prabhupada's Chaitanya Charitamrita, Madhya 1834. Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur explains the opulence of Govardhan Hill as follows. Paniya refers to the fragrant, cool water from the Govardhan waterfalls, which Krishna and Balaram drink and use to wash their feet and mouths. Govardhan also offers other beverages, such as honey, mango juice, and pilu juice. Suyavasa indicates durva grass used to make the religious offering of argya. Govardhan also has grass that is fragrant, soft, and conducive to the strong growth of cows and increased production of milk. Thus, this grass is used for feeding the transcendental herds. Kandara refers to the caves where Krishna, Balaram, and their friends play, sit, and lie down. These caves give pleasure when the weather is too hot or too cold, or when it is raining. Govardhan also features soft roots for eating, jewels for ornamenting the body, fat flat places for sitting, and lamps and mirrors in the form of smooth stones, glistening water, and other natural substances. So this verse was spoken by the gopis when they were at home in the village, when Krishna and Balaram went out to pasture. But the gopis had such intense love for Krishna and such deep attachment for him that they actually envisioned Krishna's pastimes within their hearts. And they felt as if they were present with Krishna at Govardhan Hill. The first word, hanta, the synonym is O, but and that O can have different moods, but the mood here is of great joy. The gopis are experiencing great joy. And ayam adri. Ayam means this and adri means hill. Ayam, we would use this word, this, for something that is very close. Like this microphone is very close. That video camera is a little far away, but this microphone is very close. And the gopis were saying, I am Adri, this hill, as if they were there. That's the idea. As if they were right there with Krishna. And Abala means friends. The literal meaning is Bala. Bala means strong, Balaram. And Abala means weak. So the gopis are addressing each other as Abala, meaning they are weak in resisting the attraction of Krishna. We pray to have that kind of weakness. Not the other kind of weakness, to fall prey to Maya's allurements. Haridasa Varya, that this, oh friends, this hill is the best of the servants of Lord Hari. Srimad Bhagavatam describes different devotees or Haridasas, and three are prominent. One is Maharaj Yudhisthira. It's described that when he performed the Rajasuya sacrifice, so many great saints and sages came, so many kings and great personalities, and they came to see, of course, Krishna. He was there, but they also came to see Maharaj and the Yudhisthira and the Pandavas. And it's described that they took great pleasure in describing Maharaj Yudhisthira as Haridas, as a great servant of Lord Hari. And Lord Krishna would regularly visit their home. He would act as their friend, as their servant, as their advisor. He was very intimate with them. And Maharaj Yudhisthira and the Pandavas were all devotees of Krishna. Their wife was a devotee of Krishna. And they engaged all of their family members and citizens in the service of Krishna. So they were such an exalted family that people came to the Rajasuya sacrifice to see them with Krishna. Another Haridas mentioned in Srimad Bhagavatam is Uddhava. Uddhava was Krishna's cousin, and in Dwarka he was Krishna's constant companion. He looked like Krishna. He was qualified like Krishna. And when Krishna wanted to send someone to Vrindavan to pacify the residents of Vrindavan in separation from him, he sent Uddhava. And Srimad Bhagavatam describes that for many months Uddhava remained in Vrindavan, and he made the residents of Vrindavan enlivened with his talks of Krishna, and they forgot the pangs of separation from Krishna while he was there. And so he is also glorified as Haridas. But of all the Haridases, Govardhan Hill is Haridasa Varya. He is the best of all the servants of Lord Hari. And why is he considered the best? That is also described. Yat Ramakrishna Charanas Parasha Pramoda. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram, he was Pramoda, jubilant. We heard from His Holiness Radhanath Swami how jubilant Govardhan Hill felt being touched by the tip of the little finger of Krishna's left hand. He felt jubilant, and everything was a pleasure for him. All the torrents of rain and wind, it was a pleasure for him. He felt cleansed and ecstatic. That was Govardhan Lila. But every day, Krishna and Balaram would go to Govardhan Hill and walk on him. And Govardhan Hill felt jubilant being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram. And this is the secret of a good servant, that he takes pleasure in serving his master. If we have a servant who really wishes he didn't have to do the service, it's not very pleasing. If the servant is thinking, I'm hungry, I wish I could be taking prasad right now. Or, I'm tired, I wish I could be taking rest right now. So it's not going to be very encouraging to the master. But if the servant is feeling joy in serving the master, is eager to render more and more service to the master, that will please the master very much. And when the master is pleased, the servant becomes even more pleased. And when the servant becomes more pleased, the master becomes more pleased. And thus there's a beautiful transcendental competition where the servant is jubilant, and by his mood he makes the master happy. And seeing the master happy, he feels more happy. And seeing the servant more happy, the master becomes more happy, which makes the servant more happy. We see the same kind of competition between Krishna and the gopis, that seeing the beautiful form of Krishna, the gopis become happy and their beauty increases. And seeing the beauty of the gopis, Krishna becomes more happy and his beauty increases, which makes the gopis even more happy and beautiful, which makes Krishna even more happy and beautiful. And this is the mood of the best servant of Lord Hari. Srila Prabhupada also was in the same mood. He was happy to serve Krishna under any condition. One disciple was discussing with Srila Prabhupada arrangements for Srila Prabhupada to do programs in different places. And he was asking Srila Prabhupada, would you like to go here? Would you like to go there? What should we arrange for you? And Srila Prabhupada said, I am just like a cow. Wherever you put me, I will give milk. So it doesn't matter where you take me, because I will do the same thing wherever you take me. And once His Holiness Bhaktisroop Damodar Swami Maharaj said to Srila Prabhupada that I have just one department, the Bhaktivedanta Institute, and there's so many problems, there's so much difficulty just to manage one department, and you have the whole movement, the whole worldwide movement. How do you deal with all the problems and difficulties? And Srila Prabhupada replied, problems? I don't see any problems. I just see service to my Guru Maharaj. So it's the same idea that his duty is to serve, and whatever he faces, it's just a different situation for service, a different opportunity for service. And so he was always happy. He was always happy. Still, he could feel anxiety. I thought of this when His Holiness Radhanath Swami was speaking about anxiety, how when one is surrendered to Krishna, there's no anxiety. But Mother Yashoda always felt ecstatic anxiety as a mother for little Krishna. So Srila Prabhupada felt that kind of anxiety for his movement. Once in Juhu, of course, I mean, in a way it's, I'm afraid I'm going a little far from Govardhan Hill, but anyway, I'll just try to complete this one thought that Srila Prabhupada detected that there was a conspiracy between the site supervisor and the storekeeper and the accountant, and they were stealing construction material. Actually, Srila Prabhupada was in Nairobi, and he got the report. And Brahmananda Prabhu was with Prabhupada, and he said, "Srila Prabhupada, you're not eating. Is there something wrong?" And Srila Prabhupada replied, "How can I eat when my property is being stolen?" His property means, of course, Krishna's property. He was in Nairobi. He knew what was happening. We were in Juhu. We had no idea. So then Srila Prabhupada came to Juhu, and he wanted to deal with this conspiracy. And he raised so many questions. You know, why is the devotee who was in charge of the construction keeping these people? And so many questions Prabhupada had. And then he called in Surabhi. Actually, his name was Sourabh. But when he took sannyas, Prabhupada gave him the name Surabhi Rabhi Paliyantam Swami. But for short, devotees would call him Surabhi Swami. So Prabhupada called him in, and in his own wry way, Srila Prabhupada said, "I came to Krishna consciousness for a life of bliss. And instead, I have gotten a life of anxiety." So he was appealing to Sourabh to relieve him of his anxiety and deal with the construction issues. But at the same time, he was sort of instructing us that, yes, we join, you know, chant and be happy, and we all want to be happy. But there's another type of happiness, of a transcendental anxiety. And that's also happiness. But it's also anxiety. And there was one other devotee, Siddha Swarupananda. He wanted to be very mellow. You know, his mood was to be very mellow. So once he told Srila Prabhupada, "There's one thing I really just do not like about your devotees. They're always in anxiety." And Srila Prabhupada replied, "That is their love. The gopis were always in anxiety for Krishna." All right, so back to Govardhan. Pramoda. Yes, Govardhan Hill was always jubilant. Being touched by the lotus feet of Krishna and Balaram. In other words, he was happy that Krishna and Balaram were walking all over him. Now, we don't like that. Sometimes if someone takes advantage of us, someone will say, oh, he's walking all over you. You can't let him walk all over you like that. But Krishna and Balaram were, and the cows and calves were walking all over Govardhan Hill, and he felt jubilant. So this is an instruction for us. If some devotee is walking all over us, we should feel jubilant. Because it's a way that we can serve that devotee. And by serving that devotee, we are pleasing Krishna. This is also an instruction in this verse. Manam tanoti saha goganayo tayoya. That he offered respect to Krishna and Balaram, Goganayo, along with the Gogan, the cows, calves, cowherd boys, and gopis. And how did he offer respect? By providing all the things that we read, soft grasses, fresh water, roots, fruits, vegetables, caves, sitting places, so many things. He served them. That's how we show our respect. Manam, amanina manadena. We don't want any respect for ourselves, but we're ready to offer all respect to others. And Govardhan offered respect by offering service, by offering his body, his everything, in service. And Srila Prabhupada, commenting on this verse in the Krishna book, says that Govardhan knew the secret of pleasing the Supreme Lord by serving his beloved devotees. So Govardhan Hill, yes, he was serving Krishna and Balaram, but not just Krishna and Balaram, the cowherd boys, the cows, the calves, everyone. He was serving them all. And that pleased Krishna very much. And we all know that Krishna is more pleased when we serve his devotees than when we try to serve him alone, directly. And Govardhan Hill showed that. And he was jubilant. He was jubilant. Sometimes we want to serve, the big man. We want to serve, well, the guru. But sometimes we can please the guru more by serving the guru's servants. Prabhupada also gave that instruction. So we should feel happy. We shouldn't feel deprived. Oh, I wanted to serve Guru Maharaj. Now I'm serving this one. We should feel happy. Serving the servant of the servant is actually a better position than serving the servant directly. So how did Govardhan Hill express his jubilation? That is also described. There are different symptoms of ecstasy. So one symptom of ecstasy is perspiration. So the moisture in Govardhan's rocks was his ecstatic perspiration. Another symptom of ecstasy is hair standing on end. So Govardhan's tall grasses were his hairs standing on end in ecstasy. And of course, another symptom of ecstasy is tears flowing from the eyes. And Govardhan's waterfalls were his ecstatic tears. So as we've been hearing from the different discourses and explanations, everything in Vrindavan is conscious and personal. And everything in Vrindavan is filled with love for Krishna and acting out of love for Krishna. And of all of the servants of Krishna, Govardhan Hill is the best. But what is the particular significance of Govardhan Hill to the gopis? Why are they praising Govardhan Hill? What is the purport? This is a very important point. We have heard about Garga Muni, the Brahmin who did the name-giving ceremony and horoscope of Krishna. So Garga Muni has a daughter named Gargi. And Gargi would visit Vrindavan, and she would instruct the gopis in spiritual matters. And the gopis learned that one's desires can be fulfilled only by the mercy of great souls. So the gopis were thinking, we must take shelter of some great soul so that our desires to serve Krishna, to meet Krishna and serve Krishna, will be fulfilled. So they were thinking, where can we find some great soul? And that principle is enunciated throughout Srimad Bhagavatam. Syan Mahat Seveya Vipra, the first canto onwards, second canto, third, fourth, fifth, every canto, the same thing. Mahat Seva Dwara Mahur Vimukhis. So the gopis were thinking, we must get the mercy of some great soul. And then they spoke this verse that of all of the servants of Lord Hari, Govardhan Hill is the greatest. So if we go to Govardhan and get Govardhan's mercy, then our desire to meet and serve Krishna can be fulfilled. And as we know, the young gopis were all under the protection of their families, their parents, or in some cases their husbands. And it was not possible for them to leave the house and meet Krishna. But the gopis were so intelligent and tactful, they thought that if we tell our parents, our guardians, that we want to go to Govardhan Hill to worship Haridev, there's a deity at the beginning of Govardhan Parikrama, one takes darshan and offers respect to the deity of Haridev, who's Narayan. So if we tell our elders, our superiors, our guardians, that we want to go to Govardhan Hill and take bath at Manasi Ganga and do worship of Haridev, they will let us go. But the gopis were actually thinking that the mercy that they can get from Haridas is greater than the mercy that they can get from Haridev. And that is true. That is true. We should always seek the mercy of a devotee, and then the mercy of Krishna will follow the mercy of the devotee. So we have heard how Govardhan Hill is Krishna. There's no doubt that Govardhan Hill is Krishna. But the gopis were worshiping Govardhan Hill not in the mood that he's Krishna, but in the mood that he is Haridasa Varya, the best servant of Krishna. Thinking that the mercy we can get from the servant of Krishna is greater than the mercy we could get from Krishna directly. And Govardhan Hill is like Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is Krishna in the mood of a devotee. And in the mood of a devotee, he's more merciful than Krishna. So Govardhan Hill is also Krishna in the mood of a devotee. And in that mood, we can get more mercy from Krishna. So we will be going to Govardhan Hill soon, and we can worship him in either mood. We can see him in either mood as Krishna or as a servant of Krishna. But the gopis, they were seeing him as a servant of Krishna. And Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, we heard a little about his ecstasy when he came to Govardhan Hill in Vrindavan and saw the first Govardhan Shila and embraced it in the mood of Radharani being reunited with her lover. There was another incident when Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in Jagannath Puri, and he saw Chatak Parvat, which is like a hill. Prabhupada calls it a sand dune. It's a hill. And he thought that Chatak Parvat was Govardhan Hill. It reminded him of Govardhan Hill, and he rushed towards it as if he were rushing towards Govardhan Hill. And then he went into a state of internal consciousness. Srila Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami explains that Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu had three states of consciousness: antardasa, internal, bahirdasa, external, and ardha bahirdasa, half external. So he went into a state of internal consciousness, and he saw Radha and Krishna entering a cave at Govardhan Hill. And they were accompanied by their gopi friends. And one of the gopis told Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to collect some flowers for the service of Radha and Krishna. So this is what was happening internally. Externally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's devotees saw that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was going mad again, and he was rushing towards Chatak Parvat. And when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu would enter his mood of divine mad ecstasy, he could do anything. He could throw himself in the ocean. He could jump off of a hill. He could do anything. He could hurt himself. And when he was in internal consciousness, his body would go through very extreme states of ecstatic symptoms that were very hard for the devotees of Mahaprabhu to tolerate, because it looked as if his body was being torn into pieces by his ecstatic separation. So the devotees were running to catch up to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. And meanwhile, he was rushing forward to Govardhan Hill, and then he fainted, he collapsed in an ecstatic state. And seeing these extreme ecstatic symptoms, the devotees would try to bring him to external consciousness. So they would do kirtan, they would chant Hari Bol, Hari Bol, they would do kirtan, they would sprinkle water on him. And it's very paradoxical, because the devotees wanted to save Chaitanya Mahaprabhu from these extreme symptoms of ecstasy, which appeared to be so painful. But internally, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was relishing the highest ecstasy in service to Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, after being in internal consciousness, he came to partial external consciousness. And then he said, I saw Radha and Krishna and their friends. They were all at Govardhan Hill, and they entered a cave, and one of the gopis asked me to pick flowers, and I was so happy. I was getting to do service. I was with Radha and Krishna and their associates. And then you all came and created a tumultuous sound. And now, where is Radha and Krishna? Where is Govardhan Hill? Now everything is gone. And he would weep in separation. So these are some of the confidential, mysterious dealings of ecstatic love between the Lord and his devotees. And but this is how important Govardhan Hill is, that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, although he's generally he's often in the mood of Radharani, but in this pastime, he was in the mood of a maidservant of Radharani. He was not in the mood of Radharani. He was in the mood of a maidservant of Radharani, collecting flowers to offer to the confidential gopis to offer to Radha and Krishna. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu also manifested that mood. And it's to me significant that he manifested that mood in relation to Govardhan Hill. So certainly Govardhan Hill is most merciful. And if we approach Govardhan Hill in the mood of Srimad Bhagavatam, in the mood of the gopis, in the mood of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, in the mood of our acharyas who prayed to Govardhan Hill, prayed for residence at Govardhan Hill. There's one beautiful Govardhan Astakam by Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur. And at the end of each stanza, he prays to Govardhan Hill to fulfill his desires. That is Govardhan Hill's special feature, his special blessing for devotees. He fulfills their desires. Sarva Bhishta Pradatta. He fulfills all the desires of the devotees. So whatever desires we have to serve Guru and Gauranga, to serve Radha and Krishna and their associates, we can just approach Govardhan Hill with those desires, and he will fulfill our desires. Of course, we should be careful of our desires. There's a story, I don't remember the details, but someone was in a situation where whatever he thought, he would get. So he thought, wow, I wonder what would happen if I thought of a tiger, and a tiger immediately came and devoured him. So we don't want any material desires that will be like some ferocious tiger and devour our determination to serve Krishna and his devotees. But our heart's deepest desires, our heart's purest desires to serve Radha and Krishna and their devotees, dasa, 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 anudas, those desires can be very mercifully fulfilled by Haridasa Varya. Shri Govardhan, Shri Giri Govardhan ki jai, Shri Giridhari ki jai, Gaur Bhakta Vrinda ki jai, Nitai Gaur Premanandi. Hare Krishna.